Okay.
Hey, are you recording now?
It's supposed to be.
So I can't see.
No.
Okay. I'll stop.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our first Shack meeting of the year. I'm glad you guys could be here. Does everybody know everybody? Before we get started. Tammy Arnold, our high school counselor. Amy mm-hmm. Barnes. She is one of our representatives. Which I have a copy of all that somewhere because that's another thing we have to talk about. All right. Now, the last minutes were sent out in May of last year, and I don't think there were any corrections or additions. Can anybody think of anything that we might need to change? Okay, we need a motion to approve.
I motion.
Selena. Kayla. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Counselor news. Ms. Arnold, would you like to go first?
The Kirk County Wellness Fair went very well, but mm-hmm. I think we're going to do it next year along with the elementary trunk and treat.
Mm.
So get a treat, get some advice on health. Get a treat, get some advice on health. So I think it'll just be even bigger and better.
Yeah.
That way. We are meeting, Mr. Neal is meeting mostly with Dr. Lambert with the HEB Foundation and that coalition to see what they can do in the area and the community to improve things since the flood and what are our not short-term needs. They know that's all been taken care of, but what are some long-term needs that we're looking at?
They've been amazing. They're just tell us what you want and we'll do it.
I've heard you did a really good job organizing all of that and putting
that
together, and you worked really hard, so thank you for that.
She did. She did a great job. She kept it all running smoothly. I do have some news to share from Allison Page. Let's see. They're doing the 212 Warrior Way Behavior Initiative. You might be able to comment on this too, Miss Casey. She said they're currently working on getting a mentor program going. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested in mentoring a student, they can contact you, Miss mm-hmm. Casey. So do you want to speak to that anymore?
Yeah, so our 212 Warrior Way Behavior Initiative, we actually started that last year. Mm-hmm. We had our kickoff in January. Lee was there when we started that. The purpose of that is just to try to, a lot of times we find that we are reactionary to behavior rather than being proactive. And so we react, meaning that we respond once something happens. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to start catching kids doing the right thing at the right time.
Awesome.
And so we kind of sit down and put our heads together, came up with some what defines a 212 warrior character. And so we came up with some character traits, and we made some little tickets, and all the teachers have tickets. And so when you see a kid, for example, being responsible, like today I saw a student picking up trash on his own. And so no one asked him to do it. He was just doing it. He didn't know anyone was watching. So the idea is that you look at him and say, Catherine, thank you for being responsible and helping pick up trash. You circle responsible and you hand him a ticket. And they get to put it in boxes. And last year we did it once a week. This year the drawing is every 2 weeks. And they have like 6 boxes with 6 different prizes. And so at the end of every 2 weeks we draw names, 6 winners per box. And no... 5 winners per box, and then we give them their prize, and then at the end of the semester, all those tickets go into a golden hopper. At the end of the semester, we will draw 10 tickets per grade level, and then we take them on a field trip. Last year, at the end of the year, we took them to Jellystone, had a blast. This year, the kids don't know where we're going. It's a mystery trip, but this year, we're taking them to Fredericksburg to do bowling and then go eat pizza at Mr. Gaddy's. And then we'll probably do Jellystone again in the spring because it was just such a hit. And so it's really, it's cool. And not all the kids really buy, you know, some kids think they're too cool to get a ticket. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, who cares? But it catches after a while, especially when they found out there was a field trip attached to it.
Yeah.
And, and then we have a teacher winner, too, because we tell the kids it's like probability. The more you get caught doing good, the more raises the chance. And so then the teacher winner will also get, you know, a little snack or something. And so that's going on. We're continuing that this year. And then we're starting a mentor program. We're hoping to kick that off November 1st. So if you know anybody that wants to be a mentor to a middle school kid, let me know.
Is it like a high school student or an adult?
So it needs to be an adult.
Okay.
And so we're going to kind of mirror it after what the elementary is doing. The purpose is you just come in. We have a lot of kids that just need a responsible person in their life to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there to discipline them. You're not there to, you know, be a counselor, you know, deep counseling or anything like that. You're just there to show up, encourage the kid, bring them a little treat at Halloween, Valentine's, whatever, you know, eat lunch with them. Our times are limited when we're doing it because we do not want them to miss instruction.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to come during lunch or come during Warrior Room or during clubs on Friday, but no kid's going to want to miss clubs, so we don't encourage that. But anyway, so we're excited about that. I think that that'll be a good thing for some of our kids. They just need someone knowing that they care about them.
Yeah. Is that going to be for staff or?
Is it what?
Is it going to be just for staff or anybody in the community? Yeah.
Anybody. So,
okay.
Like, I've reached out to, Atlanta's. What is that church called? Gateway.
Gateway.
Thank you. I was getting it confused with the other church down the way.
City West.
Oh, yeah, City West.
Thank you. I reached out to Gateway, and they've had some volunteers reach out, PTO moms.
Okay.
So we're just kind of spreading the word. So, yeah.
Okay.
And then we have some mentors. They were mentors at the elementary, and the kids are now at middle school. So they can just follow their kid and come over.
Nice.
Or,
do you have any idea how many kids are going to be participating?
No. I asked the elementary for a list of who their fifth graders were that had mentors last year.
Okay.
And she sent that list over, and then I asked my teachers and staff, submit names to anyone that you think, and then we're going to sit down as a group and match everybody up.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Good. That's awesome. And then can that person follow that student? Like, if they have somebody in sixth grade or seventh grade, they can follow them to, that's good. Anything else on the middle school side that you want
to
add?
Trying to think what else is going on over there. Mentor, 212. I don't think so.
Okay.
We've had a good start to the year.
Good. I did send Annie Jones an email. She's doing a training right now, so she's out for, I think, this whole week, right?
They might be coming back. I think they'll be back Thursday.
Okay. So just to get her updates on what's going on the elementary side.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add that to the minutes when I get that. So nurse news would be next. Amber Chavera is retiring, for those of you who didn't know that.
Wait, who?
Amber Chavera, the nurse at the elementary school. Mm-hmm.
When?
December. Yeah, she's retiring in December.
Good for her.
So they, yeah, they have the job posted. It's been posted for a while. They've had a few applicants, and she knows some people that are interested. So, because she wants to be able to train them and have the time with them. So it'd be great if they potentially got hired soon, so that we could get that person trained.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of one more thing that we're doing at the middle school too.
Yeah.
We're going to start an emergent bilingual night for parents, like a parent night,
mm-hmm.
where they can come up and ask questions. We'll have a translator there. We'll mm-hmm. have the ESL. Now that we have our own ESL teacher, she'll be there.
Okay.
That way we can help those parents start getting more involved.
Good.
And know how to look up their, a lot of them do not know how to use a sender for mm-hmm. a parent portal, those kinds of things. So we're going to start doing that.
Good. That'll be good. Amber said the only thing she really had for nurse news was that she's doing screenings, hearing and vision screenings right now, which really, I say that's the only thing I have to add, but I have a few more things to talk about. Most of you know what Senate Bill 12 is. Does anybody not know what Senate Bill 12 is? Do you know what it is? So they passed a new bill that came out September 1st of 2025, and it's has to do with schools getting written consent for certain things. And there was a lot of confusion with health-related services and health services. So people at first were very nervous about, can we even give Band-Aids? Can we provide first aid? Well, all of that stuff is considered stuff that you can do. We were a little concerned with screenings, hearing and vision screenings, but those are We just have to inform parents that we're doing those, but that's still something that's mandated by the state, so we're able to do that, but it took a long time for us to get clarification, so we weren't able to start the screenings, because normally we're well into that in September, because all the screenings have to be done in the first semester. That includes spinal for middle school. Mm-hmm. So we like to get these hearing and vision knocked out as soon as we can. And it applies over here on the secondary campus. It applies to 7th grade students and all new to district students. Now, if parents want to opt out, they can. We've not ever had that happen, but if they want to do it, certainly we're not going to make them. But we did a call out that went out on Friday for middle school and for high school, just letting them know we'd be doing this. If they had questions, call the nurse. We will put something out that's a little more in-depth about the spinal screenings, because students have to it's a little bit different. It's not an invasive procedure, but it is something that they have to remove their shirt for. Of course, they have an undergarment on, but so we do let parents know about that. And we've actually never had anybody opt out of that either. But that's been giving everybody a little bit of a headache. There's also another Senate bill. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but I was just going to mention it. It's Senate Bill 1619, and it relates to the use of epinephrine. So now they have epinephrine that's a nasal spray. It's like Narcan. If you've ever seen Narcan, it's just a one, or like the seizure rescue meds that I send along with you guys sometimes. It's just a one dose spray that you can nasal spray for somebody. So if they're having an allergic reaction, you don't have to get the EpiPen out and stab them in the leg. You can use the nasal spray. So I reached out to our doctor who does our standing orders, Dr. Buchanan, to get his opinion on this and see what he would like to do. Because we can have both. We can have the EpiPens. We can have, it's called Neffy, the epinephrine spray. So we can have that too, if he signs an order for that. That would change a little bit of the way the standing orders are written. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying auto injector, it would just be more generalized about the delivery of epinephrine. I'm sure people would be more excited about it because they're not going to get stabbed with a big needle, but we'll find out more on that right now. It's just saying that we can, if our doctor will cover us, that we can have that. And then we would qualify for, I forget how many doses it is free of the epinephrine, just like we do now with the EpiPens. We have stock EpiPens on campus that we don't pay for, which is good because I have a lot of kids that don't have EpiPens that need them.
So if that gets passed, will we have some of that on campus as well?
If the doctor will write that in the standing order, then yes. Okay. And I emailed his nurse this last week, I believe, to ask her if she had heard of that and what she thought about it. And she said he was out, but she would get his feedback when he got back. So okay. I was still waiting to hear on that. And then there's a House bill. They did all this over the summer. There's a House bill 549. And that relates to the availability of an airway clearance device. They're just saying that you have to have one where food is consumed. So we have the LifeVac in the clinic. We could move that to the cafeteria if you think it's necessary, or just leave it in the clinic right
you're
now.
You're right there next to it. I'd say you're right here.
Right.
So, yeah, and you've been trained up on it.
And other people know how to use it. Mm-hmm. If we need to do a training on it, we can. But it would probably just be admin that we would show how to do it, and maybe Jenny Carpenter in the clinic. Because there's times I'm not there, somebody would have to come in and get it. Right. But we would probably train the counselors and admin on how to do that. And then Amber has one in her office too, which how close is her office to the cafeteria? It's not far, I don't think.
At the elementary?
Yeah.
Our office is right there when you go through the
floor. Right,
the
but
front, you got to go around the corner.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Not too far.
It's not like there to there, but
maybe from here to I wouldn't even say from here all the way to the conference room. I don't think it's even that far.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think we'd still be covered with that. Yeah. I mean, so let's see. We talked about the wellness fair. We had that on September 26th, and that started with Dr. Lambert. She kind of got that idea going, I think, and then we met. There were a group of us that met to get that going, and we had a great group participation. We had a lot of people from the community. HEB donated gift baskets that were raffled off, and we had a lot of different people here that were very helpful and gave a lot of information. I think if we do it with Trunk or Treat next year, that would be much better because people know more about that. And we did advertise. We put it on the website, and we put flyers up. But if we do it with Trunk or Treat, I think we'll get a bigger crowd. So, and the last time when we did the health fair in 2023, we were in front of the football field. And this time we were right out here. So, in front of the main gym. And we did it between the volleyball game and football game. So, I think we had a good turnout considering that it was really only the second time we've done it. I still think it was good. Worth the wait for middle school.
Fun.
Yes. Do we just want to do seventh grade this year?
What are we required to do?
They just have to have it at some point during the year. And we've always said that sixth grade is too young. Mm-hmm. That it's either we've done seventh and eighth, but then there's a repeat if we do seventh and eighth, where we were just kind of trying to stick with seventh grade so that it's not repeated again.
Last year, did we do it just with seventh grade?
Last year we just did seventh grade.
I put my two bits in on it because I'm with the boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if the boys get it their seventh grade year, they get it, mm-hmm. right? Because eighth grade, when they come back through and they got the seventh grade in, now it's like clown time.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to say things that are funny, trying to get attention mm-hmm. and try to stir it up. So
right.
I personally feel like seventh grade, the one and done, mm-hmm. they get it.
I think that works a lot better because when you get the two different grades together yeah. and there's a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, trying to be funny mm-hmm. and get attention and ask
immature.
Questions that...
Extremely yeah. immature.
Yes, it asks questions that are not appropriate, right. but they think are funny. Right.
So are the parents going to have to sign permission?
Yes. So that is something, and that was Senate, or House Bill 1525 that passed a couple of years ago. Where we have to send the letter out to parents and they sign the form and send it back. So
yes, that's the way I like
yes.
it.
Yes. And
there's no question.
Right. yeah. And for those that don't attend, we put them somewhere else in a classroom and we do it. We've been doing it after athletics in the morning for middle school kids because they have that first period. So they go to athletics, then boys go first, and then girls or something, because we keep them all separate. So we can just do seventh grade again.
How long's the presentation? Remind me.
It was just a class period last year. It was no longer than that.
Is there any way that instead of having the girls and boys go on the same day, the lady can come twice?
Probably.
So we don't have to have kids miss class, because that becomes kind of a big deal
mm-hmm. for some teachers. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about it now and doing it in the spring... Mm-hmm. We have plenty of time to work that out.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay. And it's the Parenting Resource Center in Kerrville mm-hmm. that does that. Mm-hmm. So, I can reach out to them.
From San Antonio then.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, it's somebody okay. local.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I can see what their schedule is like and see if they can come on two different days. Are we wanting to do it like second period again? You think?
No, probably. I would want to do it probably during Pathways time.
Okay.
Be after lunch, right after lunch.
Okay. That's the parent of the student that's supposed to be here.
Mom.
Yes. Okay, because I'm doing the recording. Okay, so just seventh grade. And what time is Pathways?
Lunch is over at 12:53. So by the time they walk down there, I would say 1 o'clock.
Okay, and 1 o'clock to how long?
It lasts until, oh, wait, I have it right here. Why am I trying to guess? It is 1 o'clock, 11:53. Say 12 o'clock to 12:49, give or take.
Okay.
It's on the end. Okay. It's settled.
Okay.
And so, they talked for about 20 minutes, 25
yeah.
minutes,
and then
there was some Q&A, and then, like I said, once it got into, like...
It didn't last the whole time.
The
yeah.
question was, like, I stopped, and I was like, y'all need to go home and ask your dad those questions.
Yeah.
We're not doing that here with this lady.
Well, I know I've been stuck with the boys before sometimes,
yeah.
and that's tough, so...
Yeah. yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. So, we'll have Joe help us with that this year.
Question.
Yes.
Okay, so I will reach out to them in the next week or so and see if... is there a month that you think of or can think of that's better?
Can I look at it and get back with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Amy, can you call?
She's calling.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. The fentanyl training for students, we're going to do... That's just for high school students because middle school is doing it during Red Ribbon Week, Ms. Casey. Is that right?
I'm sorry, what?
Fentanyl awareness training.
doing Red Ribbon Week.
Are y'all doing that during Red Ribbon Week for middle school kids? Okay.
Have you talked to Allison about that already?
No.
Sorry, I'm texting a parent back
real No, you're good. You're good. What the high school students are going to do is just we'll do a presentation during NSP. So I've been looking for videos. No, fentanyl.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I've been looking for videos to try to find one that's short, that's appropriate.
When is Red Ribbon Week? Do you know what dates?
It's October, isn't it?
It's this month, but I don't know the exact dates.
The week before.
Do you know when Red Ribbon Week is?
It's traditionally been
October the 23rd to 31st.
The last week of the month.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's good to know.
23rd to the, what'd you say?
31st.
23rd through 31st.
Okay.
Yep. So
and
I can.
Who's doing that presentation to the high school?
It's just a slideshow thing that I send out, and then the teachers just play the videos for the kids.
Oh, okay. And they're doing it during NSP. We can do that during a warrior room. Is it just, would we be watching the same slideshow the high school?
Not, well, no, I'll talk to Allison about it and see.
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome. Come sit down. I'll talk to Allison about it and see what she's got, if she's got anything lined up already. And then,
because we could have our teachers show it during Warrior Run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does everybody know Hayden?
Hi, I'm Hayden.
Hello, Hayden.
Hello.
Can you explain to us a little bit about what you're doing through the extension office and why you're with us? By the way, we're very happy that you are. So.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a Healthy Texas Youth Ambassador for the state of Texas through the 4-H program, and I have to meet a certain number of service hours related to health. And with the flood, I've already met them, but I still want to continue to get more hours and just be more involved.
Well, thank you.
Good for you.
Well, we're glad you're here. Where is... Oh. We'll have you sign the our sign-in sheet. So, Hayden, we have 4 meetings a year. Our next one is not until December 2nd. And I will put you on the emails so that you will get the notification.
Okay.
And I'll also tell you when I see you at school.
Yes, ma'am.
So that you'll be able to come. And so December, February, and May. But we'll go over all that later. Let me see. Flu shot clinic. Anybody want me to set that up for our next staff development? Anybody interested in that? We did have flu shots at the wellness fair, and I know some people got them, but I can arrange for Sierra Coleman from Kerrville Drug to come again if you guys are interested. Yay, nay? Thoughts?
That's not a me decision.
Well, no, but I need to run it by you guys.
Yeah.
And see what you guys want to do.
Would it
for
be free?
For flu shots for the staff?
Yeah. No. It's $25 cash, and then, or they can file with insurance.
Is it straight flu, or is it flu plus?
It was flu plus, like okay. 4 different strains.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We've done it every year. We've offered it to the staff every year, haven't we?
Yes, we did have it last year. I know we only had, like, a few people show up last year.
Yeah.
But she's willing to come if we want to do it again.
She thinks it's worth it.
I think it's good to offer it.
Because
Here's the reality. Most teachers are here all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They're busy. Mm-hmm. No one stops to take the time to go.
Yeah.
If it's here, maybe they'll stop to take the time.
So we did it during a staff development day last year. So the next one is the 31st of October. Is that right?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
We could have her. We could have her in the clinic again, like we did last year, and then people could just come to that location. And I can talk to Amber and see if they want to do, like, if we could let elementary school know and just have everybody come over.
It's our conference day, I think.
Yes.
For elementary.
Yes. Ours, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did talk to Sierra. I know there's a big football game that night, and it's pink out and
Halloween.
But she said she was free during the day, so she could come. If we want to do it.
That's your teacher parent conference day?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, our teachers are going to be stuck.
Because they're going to be back to back conferences all day in order to get everybody in.
Okay.
October 13th, I know it's now, but I think that's a day off for you guys. Or
that's a day off for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know when our next staff development might not be till December, or do we have one in November?
I think so.
There's only one lady that can come do the shots. She couldn't have, we couldn't have one person here to cover both secondary campuses and someone over at primary.
I can ask her if she's got somebody else that could go to the elementary school. And if she does, then she'll definitely work with us because she's really good and loves coming out and doing
the
that kind of stuff.
The next one's not till January.
Okay.
It's October 31st and then January.
Yeah.
If they got two, that would be perfect.
I'll ask
but
her.
If they could do it at their school.
Yeah, that way they can just go.
Just run down there. And if they know ahead of time. Yeah. If they know ahead of time when they're scheduling their parent conferences back to back, they can leave them a little open window.
Yeah.
Or even just like a regular school day, right?
Yeah,
they can go on
it
their
could be in a school
conference.
Day.
Could go on their conference period.
Yes. Now, I don't know how long somebody could be out there because last year she was just here for a couple hours maybe. Mm. Like there was a window of time.
But then like maybe a staff could go cover like Bowen's class, then Schmickle's class if they wanted to. Like if you get a list, I could go sit, you go.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, and it takes take 5 minutes. Yeah. I mean, not even that long. It's very quick. So, and I think all the insurance stuff can be done ahead of time. I believe she, if they can get that information to her, but I'll double check on that. Okay. So I will look into seeing if she can get two.
Once that's confirmed, will you email the entire staff to let them know that the opportunity is there?
Yeah. Yeah. And I can even do, if we have one at each campus, I can do a district email to everybody to let them know. But I will reach out to her and we'll get that taken care of. Okay. That's all I have for nurse news. Michelle Fairchild, Adventure Dash people have been at the elementary school for the fundraiser, and the Adventure Dash coaches give a lesson on health or exercise. The elementary school has raised just at $50,000, and they get to keep half of that, which is amazing. And she said other than that, they've just been getting into routines and procedures for the year. She didn't have anything else to add. So,
there's like the walkathon that last.
When is that going to be? I can ask her.
I think it's
for
the last
sure.
Friday right before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so
and that's at the track. Super fun music. Kids walk, run.
They call it still call it the turkey trot.
No, they just call it like
the walkathon.
Yeah,
yeah.
They called it turkey trot when possible.
It's fun.
Okay, I'll ask her about that and see if she can give me some details for the minutes. Let's see. What's next? Jenny didn't have any cafeteria news. I have a little bit of community news from Emily Morales. She's the community health worker at Methodist Encampment. And then Tammy Wilson from Light on the Hill. They were both at the wellness fair. Let's see. There's going to be a fall festival with a health fair at Light on the Hill November 1st from 10 to 2. There's a health fair from 11 to 1 if anybody wants to represent an organization, kind of like we did here, sounds like. And Emily is a part-time disaster case manager for the Community Foundation and helping flood victims with temporary housing, rebuilding RV replacement assistance, and future programs to roll out purchasing a new home. So basically down payment assistance, which is awesome. And she's still helping with food relief, clothing, and resource management for families in our community. And I know we have sent several families to them in the past who might need help with paying a bill or getting insurance or getting an appointment with a doctor, and she's very good about helping with that. She's amazing. She was not able to be at the meeting. Tammy Wilson is the Wesley nurse. We've gotten a lot of donations for feminine hygiene products, which is wonderful. They have more if we need more. They can help with people who are displaced, helping with utility bills, HEB cards. They've got tons of gift cards. So if we know of any families that are in need, we can reach out to them. And the Community Foundation in the past has always helped us with families or students that might, say we have three students, one on each campus. They will provide up to $100 per student if they need food or help with a bill or a doctor's visit or something like that. We also, through TSO, we have a vision voucher program, and I've given out a couple of those this year where the parent makes the appointment, they take the voucher, they don't pay anything for the glasses or the appointment. So that is a huge help because glasses are very expensive. So that saves our families a lot of money. Awesome. Yeah, and they give us 10 a year, and all we have to do is call them and say we need more because we divide them between secondary and elementary. And then as the need comes up, if we run out, we call them and get more. Selena, do you have anything to add from the community? Mr. Poole, since you've been out in the community so much, do you want to add anything?
No, I think you're very thorough. We're good.
Okay. We do have to talk briefly. I would say this could be under new business. Yes, ma'am. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Yes. Can I add something about the community?
Absolutely.
So I serve on the board for Kiwanis.
Okay.
And at the last meeting, they were talking about how they would like to start helping the schools with donated items. They're thinking what they would like to do is, like, if we find out there's a need, mm-hmm. like, one of the things they thought about was for the elementary, like, you sometimes you have pre-K kids and kindergarten kids that might wet their pants, mm-hmm. right? And you can't reach a parent. And so mm-hmm. do they need additional underwear for the little ones?
Okay.
You know, maybe we have kids that are in need for, you know, for girl products or mm-hmm. hygiene. They want to address things. So
okay.
if any campuses have a need for something that they're seeing,
mm-hmm.
if they'll let me know. Mm-hmm. And then when I go to the meetings, I'll just say, like, Ingram Elementary is in need of deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next couple of meetings, everybody's just going to bring and donate deodorant.
Okay.
And then I'll gather it up and I'll bring it to the school. And so any time they want it to be like an ongoing service project, mm-hmm. anytime there's a need, I'll let them know and they'll collect and then I'll deliver and then we'll move on to the next need. So that's one thing. The second thing I was curious about, it's more of a question.
Okay.
So last year I had asked you about the Lions Club and how
glasses
they will collect old glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they used to have boxes, like you could have a box set out, and if you held old glasses, you could just... But did you ever find out if they have boxes or...
They... I'm trying to think of who I contacted about that. I can go back and check my email. Okay. I do have several pair of glasses that I've collected, either from you or bus drivers or whatever, but I'll...
Okay. If we can get some boxes, we can put one, like, in the front office.
Yes.
And then that way people, as they come in and they see it, sometimes you don't think about it till you see it.
And that was through...
The Lions Club.
Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know they did that back home. I'm assuming they probably did that here, too.
Probably so.
Yeah.
And we could get a box for each campus. We could have one for the front office, one for my office if you want to. If the high school wants to put one up there, I'll look into that again.
Okay.
I need to go back and look at my email and see who I reached out to.
Okay.
Because I know I talked to somebody about it. So let me do some digging on that. I know that my clinic could always use pants in whatever size, jeans, sweatpants, no leggings probably,
mm-hmm.
because I either have students who get dress coded or need to change pants for some reason, and that is something that I do not have a lot of. So
like
just any kind of...
Pants.
Yes, just any kind, like a variety of boys and girls...
Blue jeans,
sweatpants, anything that a student could come in and change into and take home. Because if they come and get clothes, I always tell them you can keep it. I don't make them bring them back.
Okay.
But I always have a need for that.
Okay.
So that would be amazing. Officers for the year. I think it's time that it's every 2 years, and so last year everybody stayed the same. Selena is the vice chair, and Lydia, who's not here, Nichols is our chairman. Nobody wants to be the secretary. Imagine that. But if somebody wants to, they can do it. So we can keep the officers the same if you guys want to. I made a copy of our list for community representatives, health services, educators, and advisory. I think the only two things that we need to change, Stacy Cabanis is not with the health department in Kerrville anymore. She has left that position, but Michelle Morgan is the new nurse. So we could just take Stacy's name out and add Michelle's name if you guys are okay with that. And then... when we find out who the nurse is going to be at the elementary school, we can make that change, but that won't be till January. And I think all of our parents are good to stay on here. And then instead of Ms. Guzman, we can just put Mr. Poole, if you guys are okay with that. So I will get that updated and send that out in the minutes. Do we need to vote on that? Do I need to send that out via the minutes or email and have people vote?
On those changes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably
I would,
so.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that, and I'll attach a copy of this to the email. I'll do that tomorrow before, because I don't know when I'm going to get to the minutes. I hopefully before I leave for Georgia next week, but I'm not sure. But I think those are the only two changes that we need to make. So I think everybody will be fine with it. And then the officers will stay the same unless somebody really wants to take over a spot. But I think we're good. Hopefully I didn't miss anything. Does anybody have anything that they want to add? Hayden?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Okay, our meetings for the year, the school year. Our next one will be December 12th.
What's our second?
I mean second. December 2nd. I'm sorry. Okay. Monday brain. It's Tuesday. December 2nd. And then...
Same time?
Yes.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. Gotcha. February 3rd. And May the 5th. But, of course, I'll put that in the minutes, and then I'll send out calendar invites when it gets closer. So... February 3rd.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Is it really 4:15 and not 4?
It's,
what time is it?
We'll put 4:15, because okay. By the time we get started and buses clear out, right. It's really 4:15. So that way people have a little more time to get here.
You said March?
May.
Okay, well,
May 5th.
May 5th.
Yeah.
Right. 5:05.
Tuesday the 5th. Let's
that's
go. Right.
That is the week of Duck Derby.
Right.
Okay.
May 8th.
Taco Day.
Trying to figure out a location.
I was going to ask where it was going to be.
We don't know yet.
Okay. Still working on that. To be announced.
Yes.
Okay. And then when I send an email out, I'll do this tomorrow about the members or the committee members for this year. This doesn't get approved by the school board until March, I believe. But we're fine to change anything we need to now as long as everybody agrees. And then I will ask anybody if they have anybody who couldn't be here, if they have any updates that they want to add that I can add to the minutes because they might be a little late this week because we're trying to work on getting our hearing and vision screenings done. And it's also homecoming. I did not pick a good time to do that, but it's okay. So does anybody have anything they want to add before we adjourn? All right. We are all finished. Thank you guys for being here.